This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's episode 7. We're talking about Bethany and Dorinda take over Puerto Rico, Luann's cabaret show, and the demise of Carol and Bethany. It all starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Accelerate, come on back, pick up your speed. Stamina, fill me up, that's what I need.
Another shot.
Christina Aguilera, coming back.
Christina's back, guys.
She's making a comeback.
Yes. And it's like...
It's like a titty shake song.
Yeah, it's a nice,
shaking the titties.
Ready to go to the club? I haven't been to a club in a while, but I'm there, guys.
You're going to have to teach me how to do that again. I don't
I
know
don't
how...
Know.
My body doesn't...
Shimmy.
It doesn't allow... It's not...
It's, you have to get that body to loosen up, Ronnie. Thursday night.
I just don't... I'll work on my shimmy.
Yes.
It's Thursday night. Welcome to After Buzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm Leon, Hollywood Leon, and I have my full panel here. My gang.
We took a week off.
We're all back, and we apologize about the delay, but we're here as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Hi, Leanne. Hello. Okay, yeah, that shimmy was something else. I'm Ronnie Jr. Okay.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark Jones. Excited to get into this week.
Yes.
So much to catch up on.
Yes, we've been gone, but we're back, and we're back with a bang. There's a lot to cover. This episode started a little emotional. Like, so I don't know about you guys, but I was definitely crying for the first 8 minutes of this episode. Bethany and Dorinda, they take over Puerto Rico. 68 days after the hurricane, and that's what it looked like. It just really struck a chord with me. She was giving out cash cards, $125,000 worth.
In total, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
it was very heartwarming, and I think it was also very nice to see these reality TV personalities in a totally different light. Like,
absolutely.
Not in that traditional or, you know, stereotypical, like, yelling, fighting, you know, whatever, high maintenance.
Exactly.
But, like, to actually see them doing something that was good and it did, I was crying too.
I think I really liked the fact that it did affect Dorinda in a certain way. And I think it would have affected her in a certain way regardless, but after what she went through, you know, sort of being exposed on, you know, I haven't dealt with, you know, my late husband, stuff like that, I think was like a prominent time for her to really dig into the experience. She said the comment, I could never. She was kind of letting us all know that, like, we'll say I could never, but in reality, we can, and we do have these options.
We can and we will.
Yeah, so that was really good to see her. The other, like, strange thing or confusing thing was the fact that Bethany had made some type of an announcement saying that no other funds were really getting to the island at this moment.
Yeah, well, she was just saying that basically the money that's being advertised that's going to Puerto Rico isn't really getting to Puerto Rico. That's been happening a lot lately. It's a bad situation that's been happening, unfortunately, with a lot of the disasters and bad things that's been happening all over the world lately. It's even happening with the Route 91 massacre and a lot of other shootings, the Parkland shooting. A lot of people put up these GoFundMe pages that are not legit, that are not really going. It's called, like, victim fraud. And so we just have to really make sure. And that's why she was really, really careful with the cash cards. She was giving them out herself. She wanted to see where the money was going. And she handed it to people that really, really needed it. We're going to be talking about a lot tonight. The news and gossip section tonight is going to be lit. So we're going to be talking about Luann's cabaret show.
Aww.
I have photos. We're going to be shouting out some tweets tonight in our Twitter sphere segment. And we're also going to be talking about Bethany and Carol. It's going to get really, really good tonight. So make sure to give us a thumbs up. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much. Download us every Thursday night. Yeah, it was really beautiful to see the people of Puerto Rico so resilient. And like Dorinda said, to just wake up every day with a positive attitude, regardless of what's happening around them, is an amazing thing. And say what you want about Bethany. God bless her. Like, yeah. This entire...
It was really nice. It was really refreshing. And it was just... To Dorinda's point of, like, never saying, like, I can never. Or it's just like, you know, you wake up in the morning, God, I'm so hungry. Or, like, I'm starving. Or whatever. Like, I remember when I was younger, my mom would always tell me, like, you're not hungry. There's other people in the world that are actually hungry. And I think seeing these women that come from so much, and granted, they did work hard for what they have, but to see, like... My life's not that bad. Like, we're...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy Priceline.
Fighting over, you know, what?
Well, the funniest thing is these women's lives aren't not that bad.
Yeah,
these women's lives are above average, yeah. You know, glorified.
So it is
like one of those things, like, yes, we're having this moment, but in the reality is, like, we already have these moments. Like, we do know what the world is like. So we do need to dip down when we get a little, like, full of ourselves.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was interesting about Bethany being there, and I think we talked about this before a bit, is, like, I felt like everything through Jason and everything through just being a mother and everything through her success and sort of, like, what that feels like. Like, where do you ever hit a cap? And I wonder if, like, Bethany, unrelated to her charitable affairs, like, there was, like, a fulfillment that she was missing, because... This is just what I think, and I think that doing what she did was very fulfilling for her, because I think sometimes we think life is so one-dimensional, and it's like, oh, if I just get this successfully, and I'm going to open now a new business, and a new business, and a new business, it's like, that stuff will just all... That thing is like an orgasm. You're going to just want another one as soon as it's over. And so I was really proud of Bethany in this episode, because I think that this was... maybe a change in her character. Or just something we'd like to see, because we don't always need to see the mic drop moment where she goes, well, I'm more successful than you.
Yeah.
So that's why I agree with a lot of you know, the tears or whatever that you were saying earlier.
Exactly. Like, in this light, she is amazing. We'll talk about her other sides later, because she does have a full spectrum of sides. One thing that we mentioned really, really quickly in the episode, Bryn is 7 years old, just like one of the little girls in Puerto Rico. I didn't really feel comfortable Googling about Bethany's family, especially Bryn, who's 7. So if anybody knows any updates, yeah, put them in the chat. We'd love to know. But let's move on, because there was little glimpses throughout the Puerto Rico, to keep it a little bit light, of what was happening with Luann. She has a new gay in her life. His name is Ben. She sang Happy Birthday to him on camera, which was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
whoa, whoa, whoa. I wasn't comfortable.
Oh my god. I mean, not 1 ounce of uncomfortable.
I mean, it made me super cringy.
You guys wanted to no, be wait, in that you were... position. I was just like,
well, the thing about it is that he was
out. Right,
well,
now?
They did kiss, because they were so close. You might as well kiss. Yeah, so they did kiss.
Yeah, it was that. I admire. The chill that you just gave me by actually physically touching me. Do it again. Nervous, right?
You know, I like the little vibrato in it. There was some nice moments in her voice. It wasn't, like, perfect, but I liked that she kept it simple.
Well, and at the same time, he did say, like, indirectly about 6 different times, oh, well, you're not, like, the greatest, or you've had failure.
He failed a lot. Yeah, he said so many times.
Well, he
much
said it's
failed.
Not about the voice, but in this case, the voice isn't actually that bad, so it's fine.
We know.
It was, like, backhanded compliments.
But it was good, and I feel like we could do that. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I feel like we could do that when we're really cool with somebody. And
totally.
And I think the only reason it goes awry is, like, if you try to have those conversations with, like, a Ramona type, and you're not tight with Ramona, she'll spaz.
Exactly.
But because he was confident, she was confident.
Everything just rolls off Luann's back.
Well, Luann just has this power gaze around her. I think she's used to it. You know what I mean? I think Erika Jayne brings this up a lot in Beverly Hills. She's like, you know what? I can't with these girls because I'm so used to being around queens. And they're like, bitch, I'm coming over. Oh, bitch, you're going in there? All right, bitch, we'll come on over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like Luann always has gays around her. Mm-hmm. So she just lets stuff rolls off her
she
back.
She does. Nothing he said fazed her. I would have been a little bit offended. Like, why do you have to keep bringing up my failures? Like, I get it. But, like, she was,
No, she was in
I'm
on it.
She's for
she,
it. Like, yeah, know, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
That's so, why I'm going to be good in this. But even, like, even the nonchalant, like, he said within 1 second, can you, it was like, he didn't even say, like, can you sing?
He put her on the spot.
Yeah. But I don't even think he finished saying the word. And she's like, before she started singing, she, like, turned her body. She dipped in. Like, it was just, like, when I say, and I know you like Luann a lot, it's like, she was a freaking movie right there. It was the greatest
thing. Yeah, she has a lot of confidence, which is fantastic. You always need a little gay in your life to bring out the confidence in you and bring out the power.
True, but I think that was just her, though. That was definitely that was some Countess. You
I feel like she's had some newfound inspiration, and maybe it had to do a little bit with Ben. Maybe it had to do a little with Liza, giving her a little inspiration.
Okay, get that.
She was like, I sang on Broadway once. I don't remember this. Maybe it was like you were on the street Broadway.
And I was wondering if it was like really Liza or was it like a drag Liza? Like
exactly.
Liza Minnello.
She has all these gays around her. But we're going to be getting into the cabaret show in detail.
I can't wait.
Will talk about it in our news and gossip section. I have some photos for us and I'll talk about everything. The guests, who she brought on stage, who was there in the audience, who I was sitting next to, all of it. So you might want to stay tuned. We will talk about it. But let's get into the heart of the episode. You know, this table, this dinner that was just really funny to me because there was a lot of situations happening. But one of my favorite things right off the bat is that Bethany just came in, sat down, and was like, so what's going on with Scott? Oh, yeah, so you guys are fully back on together? That's great. I'm over here being sportive. Sonia walks in, sits down, she's at the end of the table, and it just changes. Everything just changes. Bethany does not like what she sees, and she's like, wait a second, I don't like what's going on. And then everything goes to hell, and while they're all fighting, there's a newfound alliance between Luann and Ramona for like 10 seconds, which was probably my favorite episode of the entire thing. So let's get into it. What do we think about this dinner from... It was just chaotic.
It was awkward, yeah.
It was just weird. Like, because, like, I think Luann even said, or someone said, this didn't even go anywhere. It was just yelling for no reason. We got nowhere with it. And I just don't understand why Tinsley just escalates to, like, she's yelling, but I don't know what she's saying. Like, I don't know her point. And I was getting really frustrated. I was like, why are you so mad right now?
Right, and she's, I mean, and this is being
she's
very...
Screeches. She's picking on me!
Yeah, and I was just like, why is she... Like, I'm just like, well, calm down. You're not 12. You're a grown woman. Like, get it together.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. A lot of the viewers, some people that like her soft, charming ways, or they like her, but so many of us are like, oh my gosh, she just drops the ball. And a lot of us have been really cool the last couple episodes. We're like, all right, she's here to stay. You know, screw it. Let's get down with Tinsley. But when she does that, where it escalates and then looks off into some other land and starts, you know, mythologically yelling at like the universe, it's horrible.
Are you talking about
Sonia? No, I'm talking about Tinsley.
Oh, Tinsley.
Like, we've taken this much to kind of like sort of enjoy her and be like, okay, cool, Scott, Chicago, boom. Yeah. But then like it's weird because they're all having a reason to talk. And I know you said like it's a excuse. Arguing for no reason, but like for sure she's yelling for no reason, and she doesn't even know what she's yelling
exactly.
at.
Exactly, like that's what was frustrating about it. I was like what? Because what Bethany say? Like you guys aren't even talking.
Well, I feel like she's arguing like a teenager.
Yeah, like just like
that's good,
pointless.
Yeah.
Just like yelling, just like and, in a fit. Like,
and Bethany, she's been waiting to kind of pounce on Tinsley.
Yeah,
but in all fairness, she's just asking her. Like, actually, she's just giving her facts. Like, it is true. And, you know, when Tinsley doesn't want to really cough up to something, she's like, right? Yeah. You were socially at the bottom as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you were. Because she was like, well, I don't know if I agree with that. And then Carol's like, well, emotionally, you know. And then she's like, Carol, don't chime in because I'm ready to go after you, too.
Well, that was the real issue was, like, which we'll get to, I'm sure.
But I love that she prefaced with, you know, I love you, but... And then went into the definition of a puppet without saying puppet.
Strings were being pulled, but I'm never going to call you a puppet. No.
Well, just the vibe changes. The vibe changes. And you know, I'm glad that Bethany went out and took a bullet, so to speak, for Sonia, because Bethany went off on Sonya a couple seasons ago to the point where it completely annihilated Sonya.
Yeah.
Like, you can go off on Sonya and she'll be like going off on you and it won't even make sense. But when you hit her with such a fierceness, because Bethany can just, she has like the aim of a sharpshooter.
She knows what buttons to push.
And I also think it was a little bit tacky that, okay.
She's trying to make it up, is what I'm saying.
Who is? Bethany?
Bethany. She's I want to stick up for Sonya. Like, I annihilated her. It's time for me to be like...
She does have a soft spot for her, yeah. Definitely.
And no one wants to see two other people ganging up on somebody. Mm-hmm. And it really was one of those things. And they were. So here's where I could defend Carol and Tinsley, is if they just sort of minded their own business, didn't talk to her, But that's not what they did. Let Sonya talk. They ignored her. Put her in the corner, which really wasn't a big deal.
The corner thing is not a big deal. There's only six seats. And Carol was right about that.
I also thought it was funny because I thought, this is how I would roll. It was a sticky thing. Let's make jokes. Let's make light out of it. But when those two girls started talking about her personal life in front of her, I guess we weren't having it.
Exactly. No, I completely agree with Ronnie. Like, it's one thing to just let her come in and sit down and make the comment about you sitting at the end, be like, here we go again, whatever. But then you start talking about Frenchie and her men. Like, you're talking... You're talking at shit at the end of the table.
This big, too. It's exactly. Like, I could hear you.
And Carol was the one that said, the end of the table is 2 feet away. Yeah. Well, then why are you talking crap? That's why I do not even feel bad that Bethany went off on everybody, because that's what needed to happen.
And does it make you guys feel a little insecure, too? Like, I feel like there needs to be... I know when you fall out with somebody, you let the gauntlet's up. Like, you just go for it. Mm-hmm. But, like, to me, I felt a little insecurity in the sense that, like, if this was my friend and they came into my home, saw the way I dealt with men, whatever, mm-hmm. and then they, like, were able to be so far against me, fine. Like, hate on me, fine. But don't go and sort of regurgitate the way you saw me live, because now that's uncomfortable.
I understand. Yeah, but here's the thing. I understand that Sonya is crazy, and I do not condone the way she treated Tinsley last season. I'm just saying, for this season, I'm glad that Bethany is there, because the thing about Sonya is that she just doesn't make sense when she fights with everybody else. When she said to Bethany at the table, she goes, I brought her in, and now she's not even my friend anymore.
It makes total sense.
That made perfect sense, those two sentences. Everything else that she said didn't even make sense. The text about cleaning the bathroom or your room, I didn't even get a thank you text. It doesn't make sense. It goes back to the childish way you treated her last season. I can't stand the way Sonya treated Tinsley last season. It was super childish.
Yeah.
But we come full circle, guys, okay? Because Tinsley does do right at the end of the episode. We'll talk about, let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, I'm just saying, I'm glad that Bethany defended Sonya. Sometimes you need a little defending. You need a leg up.
I do think, though, going back to the whole Carol part of it, I didn't like her interjecting with the Tinsley-Bethany thing.
Because the fight was between...
Yeah, I get you wanting to back your friend, but... Bethany wasn't being too hard on Tinsley at that moment. No, I don't think. No, and that's where she needed saving.
And that's what Tinsley does. Tinsley doesn't take like constructive conversation. Tinsley plays like a little bit of a victim.
She does play a victim.
And here's where I want it, because there was a lot of things, and I will tell you, a lot of things in this episode where I was for Carol, by the way. Oh. But other things.
Sonya does talk shit, though, and it doesn't. It's not always true. So I can understand Tinsley's frustration.
I understand why Tinsley's upset. Shut up.
Stop making lies about me.
Yeah, don't say that.
So Sonya needs to keep her mouth shut, too.
The whole thing about it, though, when you're talking about Carol and Tinsley arguing at the end of the... Or talking about Sonya at the end of the table. Like, just... If you're going to be childish...
They're all wrong.
Then, then
no one's right here, guys. No one is right here. Right. Let's just get that. Let's get that on the table. I'm swinging my arms. I'm gonna hit Ronnie,
and then he will get a hit back.
I've been doing it on purpose because he said you've been swinging your arms too much. So now I'm like,
don't not take the constructive. Look, I'm gonna grab his chichi. I was just doing.
How'd
also,
you like the chichi?
Very warm. No, I was doing a constructive Bethany. I was just giving you a little, hey, this is what's up.
I do think that nobody's wrong in this situation. I mean, nobody's right in this situation. They're all wrong. The funny part about all of this is that they're all suddenly concerned with the volume of their voice. I mean, you guys scream so much
in
for
like
10 seasons.
Places too.
In foreign countries, you get kicked out of places, you throw glasses, and you flip tables. All of a sudden, y'all are concerned about the volume of your voice, really.
Because we have etiquette now, I guess. I don't
Bethany last season was screaming, yelling, mention it all! Mention it all! I love it.
I was noticing, this is sort of off topic, I'm noticing a new Luann thing that I'm starting to like, and it's okay. So her confessionals are one glorious part of Luann. So is when she's in a conversation. But reactionary Luann is also my new favorite.
Oh my god!
Thing. So when she goes, oh, you know, that is really sad. Or when
there's a lot
when,
of anger.
Or when Ramona called her a man, she goes, oh god, that's so, you know, it's like she, and she did another time too when they were talking about dating. Oh, she goes, oh, maybe I should go out there and date. She goes, oh no, I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that. Like reactionary, like one or two line Luann is really funny to me, and it's sneaking up. Watch the rest of the season because I've been seeing
probably one of my favorite moments of the episode was when Ramona and Luann had this temporary alliance going, and they're just
like this is bad.
Oh yeah, we're like best friends. There's a lot of anger here, and it's really sad.
that was cute.
Ronnie, tell us about this new podcast.
Oh, here's the thing. Okay, first of all, did I tell you I've been watching a lot? I'm sorry, listening to a lot more of this content that's so amazing that's on SiriusXM, right? So they're doing a 2-week free trial. I don't know if anyone has been really up on that.
I haven't.
So, of course, I've been listening to Amy Phillips a lot because that show is amazing.
Did she talk about the cabaret show?
Yes, of course she did. Having from going to not having Sirius to having this 2-week free trial is the most amazing thing. I've listened to Amy Phillips and I've backlogged everything. I listened to Bevy Smith because I'm in love with Bevy Smith.
Revelations.
Oh my god, she is my soul partner. Uh-oh. But the last thing is also my darling Michelle Collins, who is obsessed with New York as well. Mm-hmm. And the common thread that everyone at Sirius is saying is that New York is sort of like the winning franchise. So like it's funny because we talk about it. And I know a lot of us do other franchises, but like there is something about New York.
It's
like
the best.
The layers and, you know, all of it. Anyways, we do also got to shout out our AfterBuzz creator, Maria Menounos, because she has a program on SiriusXM. It is called Conversations with Maria Menounos. So you are in for a treat for these 2 weeks to listen to like every Sirius show for the next 2 weeks. I feel like usually I'll pack my day and try to be busy. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I'm not busy anymore because I have got backlogged nonsense to listen to.
So much good stuff.
And it's
so
amazing. But if you do want to listen to a show that really like enhances your life and gets everything in order, you know, from finances to just education to how to treat people, which a lot of these ladies definitely need to get in tune with, Conversations with Maria Menounos is not just on SiriusXM, but on Fridays we roll out a sort of like best of the content. It's free. Download it on iTunes. Make sure you comment, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. And also let them know that the Housewives of New York after show sort of sent you there.
Yes.
And you'll get rewarded, you know, even if it's just a shout out. Like, we definitely try to take care of our people. But
yes.
Fabulous podcast. Conversations with Maria Menounos on iTunes, the podcast, a free edition. Thank you very much.
Love, guys.
And download our show on iTunes.
Do it.
They're just going to have a whole downloading extravaganza.
Right. Make a gif of when I grabbed his chichi.
Please.
It accidentally happened. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Ramona comes out in me, I think, when we talk.
That's more of a Sonia thing.
It is. Yeah. Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live?
No.
Oh, she was given all of the goods. She goes, what'd she say? She goes, touch the skin, and the skin is to win. Or I don't know. It was almost borderline like she made it up, but actually I think she's borderline so kooky that it was all off the top, which makes
she's
it
so
that
kooky.
Much more glorious.
Sonia has been on one lately. I really feel like hopefully, I mean, she's trying to like showcase that she's slowing it down by saying I'm sober. And well, she is sober, and she's juicing and everything, but like, behavior-wise, she's still off the charts.
That's just who she is.
Do you guys...
Yeah.
I'll say something that I said. I wrote it in my notes here. Do you guys agree? Kind of a bold statement, but I think she was the MVP... not MVP, most improved player on this episode. I felt like she told Ramona exactly what needed to be said. She received the information. We'll get later. From Tinsley, sort of, kind of, I don't want to say dismissed it, but it was like, okay, let's just live in the fun. Really like the way Sonia handled herself.
She did a good job this
And sometimes
episode.
When she doesn't get too goofy, it allows her to be the Sonia that I love.
I don't know.
Which is like this dancing, like I like to flirt with.
I like her when she's drunk.
Oh, come on.
I like her when she's drunk and having fun and what are you doing here with that Dorinda?
I do too, but I think to Ronnie's point, now she's probably going to be more inclusive with the group and we'll see more of that.
And the Mexico last season.
Mexico,
oh, God.
Sonia
everybody naked.
And the thing
that is my
favorite. So fun.
Regardless of her being drunk, I think that's her. Now, one of our listeners, and we'll do a shout out section a little bit later, talked about how what they think I think it was Charlie in Charge. I can't remember for sure. But they were saying what they felt like Sonya's issue wasn't necessarily the she never got over her husband or the drinking or the whatever, that the biggest thing that she's having problem with is sort of like aging older and not getting that attention she used to get. And we do see that when she picked up a little bit of weight and like things weren't really good, she wasn't the Sonya we love. She was looking so fly on Watch What Happens Live. I really feel like, because she was that young gal in the city, just moving and you know, doing it, dipping and doing it, as Wendy says, I think getting older is a tougher thing. So
I feel like definitely you're right, but they all have the same struggle. They're all getting older. So I just feel like at some point you got to take accountability for your behavior.
Stop giving her excuses, Ronnie. Yeah,
let's move on. Carol is showing that she has a career.
But I'll let it go.
Carol is showing she has a career, and she's showing us that she has one by writing for Cosmopolitan magazine. Writing a page with deadlines, which isn't really good for Carol because we all know how she does with the deadlines. You know, I feel like, you know, this day and age, it's important to write about self-esteem. So I feel like Carol is doing good with that. And it just opens up the conversation for Bethany and all the digs to come through. You know, Bethany is really just, she was doing so good at the beginning of the episode. You had us there. And then the digs start coming out about Bethany. Because, I mean,
because
you clearly don't like Carol anymore. Mm-hmm. There clearly is a problem. So now the digs start coming out. You've never had a career. You're childless. I was at home going, Bethany, stop.
It was weird. It was
the child one was a hard one.
And the career.
It doesn't
one.
Make like sense. Why are you judging someone for not having a child? Like, it's weird.
And just bringing them down. Like, what did she do to you that was so bad that you had to, like, attack her personally in that respect? Like, I just don't understand.
Well, it sounds like it had to do with the Adam thing, right?
Which,
like,
again, it's also kind of strange.
And we're going to get into that. But Bethany is having some Indian food, recapping this whole thing with Dorinda. And saying that Sonya needs a leg up, and she reveals that she brought up this emo thing with Adam, which we all saw Adam in a certain way after she explained it, which isn't really fair because some people just can't afford to not work. I get that. But Bethany made it seem a certain way. So then we'll talk about this later in News and Gossip. Carol fires back in the blog saying, how do you feel about, you know, girlfriend calling my boyfriend behind my back?
Fires back is an understatement.
I'm telling you, it is good. News and Gossip is going to be on fire.
Right, yes.
But let's talk about this. it rubbed her the wrong way that he said, what's the comp?
I don't find any issue with that whatsoever.
I don't find any. It's just a conversation. In business, conversations like that exist.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say there's no compensation, and you go, okay, well, I really want to do this gig anyway.
Yeah, and I feel like we're make it happen.
Yeah, we're both going to get something out of it, and we're going to do something well. It's for a charity. It's not even like a business thing.
I think it's just totally, it's wrong to judge someone based off of that. Like, especially, she knows him. Like, she knows who he is. She knows his character. I assume, like, she's friends with Carol. She knows who Adam is. So it's like, why would you just jump to he's a horrible person because he didn't want to go to Houston with me for free and take pictures?
And like, why not mention it to Carol? Like, but hey, by the way, I want to...
Well, she said she did, and she said that... What did she say to Carol about Adam? And it kind of rubbed Carol the wrong way that Adam was a...
Oh, he was like an opportunist.
Yeah.
It was a different word, but it was like...
Yeah.
And so, like, it was just... the whole thing was just...
And that was really interesting to me because remember, I think it was Ramona that Bethany was arguing with, and Bethany, I think it was the episode you're talking about, you know, and she at that said, oh yeah, it all comes out now. It might have been to Dorinda. Regardless, it was funny because getting everyone mixed up, sorry. Bethany had just in previous seasons said, oh, it all comes out. And in some weird way, that's what was happening with Carol. It was like all of her disdain for Carol was like growing. Okay, was your disdain the Adam choosing to, you know, at least inquire about money? Or was your disdain that you think your good girlfriend is with the opportunist? It really felt exact. See, it's funny because, and we love Bethany, we do. But it was like she could dish it and say, oh, it all comes out. Well, sometimes that is what happens. When you haven't really got through resolved issues, it all does come out.
Yeah.
But, like, on the same token, it felt like everything that she didn't like about Carol the last 3 years just suddenly, like, flopped up there, is what it felt like to a viewer.
I feel like they all just can be so good and then just turn around and be so bad at the same time.
Just, like, for the smallest minute.
For the smallest thing. Bethany, like, can be so petty, too. I don't know what the problem is with Carol exactly. If it has to do with Adam, then...
Why? Like, that's what I think. I think, to Ronnie's point, like, maybe it is something that's, like, bottled up, and she is, like, kind of feeling something like there's, like, some type of disconnect with them or whatever. But it's just, like, I would never get, like, one of my good friends, her boyfriend's a photographer, and I would love if he could take pictures of me or whatever. I know that I'm going to have to pay him. He's not going to do it for free. Like, you just, like...
Even but it's a conversation. Yeah. He might do it for free.
Exactly. But, like, you don't go into something like that and think, like, you're a horrible person because you're not going to go on this trip. Like, take time out of your day.
The digs, the childless digs, the no career, the puppet, the shame that she's not on... Saying that she's on her own page and not on the charitable page, that's a bad dig, too. You don't even know that... Carol was out there, like, being a journalist and going out there to cover the hurricanes and stuff.
The same thing with why she chose Dorinda. What did she say? Like, you know, she's easy. She not too much makeup, not so high maintenance and stuff like that. But it's like, Carol, that was her life. Like, she was going out there and, like, working in those conditions. So it's like, what? Like,
so
why be
do
so
we
nasty
think,
about it?
So do we think Bethany's for sure at fault in this situation?
I'm Team Carol.
I'm a little interested to see what the chat will say because...
Well, everyone has a lot of opinions, but here's the thing about it is that none of them are right. They're all bad and wrong at the same time. Like, even when they do something right, they turn around and do something totally wrong 5 minutes later. So I can't really, like, choose a team. I'm just here to break it down for y'all.
It's true. I say this about this franchise all the time. You watch any other one of these franchises, you will find your favorite, and then you'll find your, like, least favorite.
Exactly.
This is the only time you're like, oh, Sonya was so in the wrong, but then you also are riding with
her. I never really side with anybody except for Luann. Everyone knows this.
But on this series, right? Yeah,
if you really know me and you really watch me, you know that I cover for certain people. It's mostly for Luann, though, because I root for her. But I'm not rooting for Bethany.
I'm Team Carol. I love Bethany.
I did think Carol had a great episode. I don't think Carol is totally wrong, but she's kind of bothering me the right way. I don't know what it is, but I can't put my finger on it.
Well, and I think Bethany...
Maybe she becomes fast friends really fast. She became fast friends with Bethany. Maybe that's why they came around to bite her in the butt later. Now she's being fast friends with Tinsley.
And
she does jump in really fast.
But she said she's ride or die. And so it's like, I just don't understand. I don't get it.
If we're being fair in all of the previews and
I
all.
I love the ride or die thing. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
In all the previews and all like the social media chatter, we do know that Bethany's going to hit a wall. And so I think that, I don't want to say that's a good thing because obviously that's a challenging thing, but I think there is going to be a part where she, you know, because Bethany's natural reaction is just to tell everyone why she's right. Mm-hmm. And so I think if she's going to hit a wall, that's telling me that there's going to be this turning moment where she's like, we'll kind of back up and maybe acknowledge some of the mistakes she made with Carol. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah. The thing about it is, like, Bethany did so good for Puerto Rico, and I want to acknowledge all of that. She was one of the first people to go. The people from Puerto Rico said it themselves. You are, like, the only person that came.
That stands for something.
We need to acknowledge that. So with all the pettiness aside and the puppet crap and all that stupid, they all get drunk and say dumb crap all the time. Let's just give Bethany a little acknowledgement for the Puerto Rico thing, and then that's it. This whole Carol thing, I don't really get. I think Carol is the one that is not really in the wrong here because Bethany can be very pit bullish, and when she goes after you, she just wants to cut. And I don't like all the digs she made towards the end, the childless thing, the puppet thing.
Yeah.
Even when Carol came up to her and was like, did you call me a puppet? She looked like she was in trouble. And she was like, no, I called you the definition of a puppet, but I never said the word.
And another weird, that I know, it was weird because her face read. Well, I said a lot, but I didn't say that.
I said the definition of a puppet.
My hands are dirty. But was also really weird. I think this is kind of going on our little problem with Bethany is like, so all of a sudden, Carol addresses you with something. This is at Duffy's party, and we'll talk about that in a second because that was, you know, very good cause. But it's like she didn't really go at it with Carol or even just explain. She like immediately went to Ramona, where that is a person she can just rip and rip and rip. So yeah. I think this hit the wall thing is going to happen because Bethany's not.
I mean, Ramona definitely did try to stir the pot there.
But even with... so, people talk.
Yeah,
like,
they do
like...
talk, but it was she definitely put words.
Ramona always loves to stir the pot.
When Carol confronted Bethany about it, I thought it for sure she read like, yeah.
Bethany's so big and bad. Why didn't she just break it down right there?
Exactly.
Like, you know what?
I didn't call you a puppet.
To Carol?
That's what I'm saying. Until her confessional.
She's not
say,
that big and bad.
I called you everything except for the world.
Exactly.
Puppet.
Why didn't she say that to her face? Yeah, like, no. I actually said the entire definition of puppet without saying the word puppet.
And she looked like she was kind of about to.
She looked like she was scared. Because Carol kind of was like, did you say that? Like, what's up with that?
I like about Carol. She's very assertive and she's very, like, to the point. Like, I feel like a lot of these women, like Tinsley in particular, like, they'll run around their issue, like, and with Sonia, like, you said this or whatever. But, like, Carol's like, I heard you said this. Is this true? And she'll move on from there.
Okay. The only defense I'm going to give to Bethany is people do this a lot. Anytime you're, like, in the middle of a sentence and you come with, like, a staggering question, it's gonna let the other person always be off guard. So even if Bethany wasn't in the wrong or whatever, like the way Carol did it was like sort of mid-sentence and then went for the jugular with the question. And I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's sort of, let's not give Carol too much credit intimidating her, because that's a tactic that people do. Like, I've seen it for years.
I didn't feel like she intimidated her.
But I feel like
It was a mid-sentence hard question, and I've seen people do that, and it's, I just don't know if I want to give Carol too much credit for,
if
like...
If she did that to, like, a Tinsley or a Sonia, I would... But she did, that's Bethany. Yeah, like, Bethany. She's someone that's a little
bit, and you know what?
More...
Bethany gave her the answer without really not giving her the answer. Yeah. Bethany... And then Carol heard what she wanted to hear. Because even in the answer, Bethany's kind of saying yes.
Yeah, and Carol...
I would have been like, so you said that I'm a puppet without really saying I'm a puppet.
Yeah, Carol was like, okay, so you did it.
So let's talk about it. Because she said to Ramona, maybe how you
feel.
I
thought they were going to keep going, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she was so quick to say to Ramona, maybe that's how you feel. Why didn't you say that to Bethany?
And that goes to the whole ride or die thing about Carol. She's like, you're projecting. Like, I know.
I don't know. I know you guys are all about Carol, but I feel like, I don't know. There was just something off about it. Duff wrote a book.
Don't you dare. That was a good start.
Duff wrote a book. It's a New York City party. So the girls are going. Ramona's in there. And, you know, and
it's
this...
What is it? Sarcoidosis? I never know how to say that. Sarcoidosis. The
word was pattern, not puppet.
Yo, you're going back to that?
Well, no, I was just saying, like, that was the word. If we're going to, like... We're going to talk about the word.
I don't know. I just really liked Duffy on her MTV day, so I liked having this book out there, and I just didn't want to like leave it. I'm sorry.
It wasn't even like totally about the book and all that. I'm just like,
yeah, but she's going through it's a big thing. She's going through chronic illness, and she's like pursuing and
Totally like focused. You know, like sometimes you watch the episode a couple times. The first time, obviously, that's what I was listening to. But then when I watched it the second and third time, I was focused on the lemon drop martini, like, thing dropped over there.
I was like, oh my God.
I mean, that's fair, but how could you, that's fair, but how could you be so passionate and cry over the Puerto Rico thing, which is a beautiful thing to cry over, and then I tell you, like, this is a big deal, and you're like, I don't really care about it.
No, well, mention, are you talking about, illness. I honestly didn't even, like...
Duffy's book is about the chronic illness that she has, and the illness she has is that sarcoidosis. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
I honestly was not even paying attention to that part.
Maybe it's because I watched like 7 interviews about Duffy today, because of course...
I was going to say, I'm really not that insensitive, so break it down so I can feel bad, please.
Oh, yeah, it's like it's a huge, like, chronic...
Because I wasn't even paying attention to that part,
so
honestly.
Her book
did
is
you?
Like a memoir?
No, yeah, so the book is called Backbone, but it's all about how to deal with when you get that specific disease or other diseases where you are living your entire life with a chronic illness and how painful that is and how it doesn't restrict you. It was a really good message. That's
Did
all
they bring it into?
No, they didn't. And that
okay,
was
okay. So I was like, I didn't get anything from that.
I saw the vodka fountain.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense. I saw a tip of it, so then I had to like go in and find out. And you saw that she was bandaged, so it led me to kind of wonder.
And then like Bethany's comments about the party and the book and it took away from the real cause of the book, obviously. So I don't know. I feel like it wasn't a really good situation. Nothing really came about. There was no really resolution except towards the end when, Tinsley and Sonia talked. And somehow...
It just got moved along. And that's good. I'm happy.
That's fine. I mean, Sonia was ridiculous with Tinsley. And Tinsley is so over it. I feel like she really does want to move forward. So if they both want to move forward, let them move forward. Even if... Sonia was a complete ass to her.
Tinsley was ridiculous with her, writing the check, whatever, storming out.
You know what's happening?
Like, it just got
They were
really
one-upping each other.
Yeah, that's they were both being children. Yeah.
Sonia wasn't in the wrong to say, hey, this is what it felt like. It felt like I took you in, paid for everything, then you found a guy, and then you ditched me. Yeah. That's not wrong, but she was doing it in
she
the...
She was going to Dorinda. She was she's going behind
She was
her
doing
back.
It because she was hurt. It was like, you hurt me, I hurt you, and they kept going round and round. So I'm glad it's over because that was nonsense, and I'm done with it.
Exactly. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Luann had a cabaret show, yes. And it is like going all over the country. It started out in New York at 54 Below, and it's coming back to New York because she's had such good reviews. She's had such amazing artists come into the show. She had Sonya Flash, everybody. So the tickets went viral. Yeah, she was here in Los Angeles. I went with former After Buzzer alum Grants Rance. We have some photos. She did 4 costume changes.
Ew.
She had the People's Couch. She had Jenny from Flipping Out.
I love Jenny.
Yes, there was a lot of other podcasters there. But whatever, After Buzz was there. That's the most important part. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, everyone that's like really into podcasts and all about Real Housewives was there. It was fantastic. So let's see those photos. She did like a red dress. That's the red dress.
Mm-hmm.
She, I don't know why she felt the change so many times. I would have just been happy with the white dress.
Was it like a seamless change or was she like
off? Okay, so she started off with this white dress that you see right mm-hmm. here. Very and pretty. She came out and she started talking to the audience and mm-hmm. she did L-O-V-E, the song.
Okay.
And it was really, really nice. This is her billboard. It was kind of... like it's one of those like virtual billboards that you type it in like cheap. In the computer yeah, in the back and then it cheap. Starts to play on the marquee.
Where were you? Where is this?
This was in Hollywood uh-huh. and the entrance to the theater was through a parking garage in very Luann fashion. I feel like she could have sang a little bit more. She only sang 3 songs.
Oh, how long was the performance?
About 2 hours.
Oh,
but she only sang 3 songs. The rest was just talking.
About what?
Which is okay, though, I think.
Well, it was fine if it was just Luann talking, but she had, like, the People's Couch up there for, like, a half hour, and they were completely boring. Sorry, guys. You guys are really cute, but... nope, don't give 3 gay boys a drag... don't give 3 gay boys a microphone. Because it's just, like, drag queens fighting up there for attention. It was just bad.
It was too much.
Cheyenne Jackson was there. He sang... there was lots of celebrities.
Who?
other than the Real Housewives of New York City podcaster people,
mm-hmm.
the Bravo Celebrities.
Love it.
The I'm Flipping so Out cast.
Leanne was there. That's your celebrity.
Yeah, yay! Hello. There was also some people from New York there that I don't really know their names, but you can tell that they're just in the showbiz, mm-hmm. showbiz world. So let's talk about Carol's blog.
Okay, well, let's talk about Carol's blog. So Carol came out of blog retirement recently.
Yeah, exactly.
And she felt like she needed to defend herself and her man. I don't know what Adam is. But she went on her Bravo blog and she said, "I'm glad to see my friend Bethany step outside of her affluent bubble with her stream of rich boyfriends, rich friends, with private planes, million-dollar homes, and 5-star resort vacations." She went on to say that what she considers her and Dorinda's lunch is Bethany being verbally waterboarding people. Mm-hmm. So she feels like she does this often. It's when you cannot interpret the talk pattern that she leaves, and she leaves victims hopeless, nodding in agreement. Sonya does this too, which is why these two seem to be attached at the hip lately, she says. And then she just goes on to say, you know, "I don't understand how Bethany could be someone that uplifts women and says, you know, we're in such an empowering time with females and women and stuff like that. But she's, you know, making fun of Ramona, saying that she's not successful, saying that Carol doesn't have a career, and just taking jabs at all these women around her. So she doesn't understand Bethany's..."
And she brought up, she threw some shade at Bethany by saying, you know, the only reason that she's done good is because of reality TV.
Oh, yes.
She was on The Apprentice and everything.
Yes.
And she said
Bethany's one true friend is the reality.
Yeah.
And I think Carol did a great job in that article, but I do think at some point you like said too much.
She
like
did.
She did it to a point where like she started to look not even just petty, but she looked.
You could tell she's hurt.
They're both. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
A lot of it comes from hurt. You could tell that she's hurt, and you could tell because a lot of the times she said, "I am a good friend. I will be there. I was there for her. I wore the skinny girl hard hat in Mexico.
Right.
Very proud. I'm there for every opening. I'm there for every event. I wrote checks. Even if I'm not promoting mm-hmm. it, I'm doing it for her friend Duffy's doing this thing." She's like, "I am very proud of my friends and I'm there."
So your take is if it could work, Carol would want it to work with Bethany.
Yeah, she would want it to work. And I think she's just very hurt by the things that Bethany is saying and doing.
Let's get into some shout outs.
Our fans are fantastic on the show. So it's Style Collective was talking about in reference to Dorinda's outburst that a drunk mind speaks a sober heart. So that's, of course, important. Stefania Ponitz says she thinks that Sonia has never worked through her divorce and that she loved that man. Yes, but also suspects that she loved the status that came with it as well.
Oh, for sure.
That's the big thing. Charlie in Charge says, why didn't Dorinda believe that Haitians were college bound? Fishy. Mm-hmm. Which actually is kind of fishy.
Dorinda was drunk and she didn't...
No, none of that. None of that. Was that at that time? Oh, yeah, that was. Yeah. At, okay, fair, yeah. fair. Horrible, but fair. E.P. I get that from you. You say fair a lot. I swear to you, I get it from you. E.P. It's cringeworthy to see Bethany go after Tinsley and call Carol out for fighting Tinsley's battle when she essentially is doing the same thing from Sonia to Tinsley for no reason. I'm telling you, the people that watch the show, they give us...
Oh, my God. Snaps to that.
This is E.P. Sometimes we forget the perspective.
Yes, yeah. We're shouting you guys out. Hope you're watching.
Real quick, we've got Laura McKay. She wanted us to say, hey, girl, hey. So let's say, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Helvita. Also, we've got Miss Leo 814. Regarding Bethany and Carol, reminded us, I'm sorry, that Carol did say that communication is a two-way street, so thinks Carol is also at fault in some of this as well.
Mm.
Vibrant 999 said, exactly. Love the intro song last week, Odyssey, Native New Yorker, thank you. That makes Ronnie feel good because I'm old school to the T, and that song came out in 1977, baby! Also, shout out to our regular Cindy Williams, Brandon Partridge, Tasha Tash, Olga Nora, 07G067, Nakisha Brown, and our Twitter sphere is Cam_HiKiam. I am Alex Rogers, Miss Nikki Star for Ginger Snap, Ashley Miller, Herman TV Junkie, Rebecca Azor, and Jill Informed. You guys got to get better names, but I love you.
All right, guys, that is our show. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back next Thursday at 10 p.m. We love to have you guys on the chat. Keep giving us those opinions. Give us a thumbs up. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on my Instagram. I'm your host, Leon Castillo. Follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon.
Hey, randomly RJ is the social media. Don't follow me, Ronnie. Bye.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark Jones. You can follow me on Instagram at C_S Jones and see everything that I'm doing at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
Thank you to Bree, our engineer. Thank you.
Murder Mystery Party next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Like, I kept
Buzz
looking.
You later.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.